This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Joe Sackstetter believes that all art forms meld. He works in several mediums, music, literature, and filmmaking. He's also director of creative writing at Interlaken Center for the Arts. Sackstetter's new collection of experimental short stories is called Makeshift. He talks about his life as a teacher and administrator at Interlaken, Eastern Michigan University, and at a prison for women.
I came to Interlaken Arts Academy, which is a boarding school in Northern Michigan, the Lower Peninsula, for high schoolers in all various artistic disciplines. In 2017, I came as a visiting instructor, and I kind of stuck around. And just since June 1st, I've been the director of creative writing at the Interlaken Center for the Arts. So that includes teaching. Certainly I teach fiction and nonfiction, and I teach a lot of innovative experimental classes like hybrid genres, and I have a class next year called Writing About Music. And then as an administrator, I'm doing a lot of hiring, evaluating. I have the joyful task of bringing in a lot of really talented visiting writers to campus to work with the high schoolers. This summer we had Laura Kaziski and Asia Gable, who are both amazing. So I came to Interlaken after my third year of my PhD program at the University of Utah. Technically, I still need to finish. I need to go back and defend. That will happen soon. Came here in 2017 because I saw that opportunity. Before doing my PhD, I actually tried out an MFA in music composition, moved to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a week before Katrina hit, which was kind of a misadventure, to say the least, and then kind of went in the direction of creative writing. I got my master's and taught adjunct for five total years at Eastern Michigan University, which was a wonderful experience. It really changed my life as a writer. I went in writing pretty traditional short stories, and I came out writing books like Makeshift. So it was a big blessing in my life, and part of my experience there was getting to work in the Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility in Southeast Michigan, leading writing workshop classes. So that was a super real event. You know, these are people who don't have a lot of these types of opportunities in their lives, and it changes the sense of urgency and joy and exigency when you go back into a college classroom or a high school classroom, knowing the big stakes, that we're not here just to hang out, that some people, the experience is so vital to them. So it was an important experience in my life. Actually, for 4 years during undergrad, I also volunteered in a prison weekly at the Minnesota Correctional Facility in St. Cloud, which is a maximum security prison up there, playing the piano for religious services, among other things. So it's been a blessing to be able to do that type of work.
Good for you. I have a lot of respect for that. I would think also in the Women's Correctional Facility that, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of these women have gone through domestic violence and different kinds of violence in their lives and somehow ended up in crimes. I would think the writing for them must be very therapeutic.
Indeed. And we saw a few different approaches to it. Some of the women in this case wanted to make sense of what had happened to them. So they were definitely invested in writing about their life situations. And then on the other hand, a lot of the women wanted to write everything except that. So it was more of an escape. So we tried to provide any range of opportunities between those two things.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Sackstetter reads from his story collection, Makeshift.
There's something unnerving about a dead-end street, nagging. Not a tidy cul-de-sac, but the abrupt termination of a neighborhood that seems hungry for more histories. It speaks of speechlessness, of botched promises. The language on reflective signs furnishes even the pre-literary mind with larger meaning. They might as well read, "One day you'll die." Such a sign held vigil at the end of Applewood Lane when you were a kid. Each summer, its orange and white bars were swallowed further and further by the vegetation, a humanoid figure trying and slowly failing to brace a door against forces that would enter. But nature was no match for the reckless sneakers and huffy tires that maintained an intricate system of paths in the wilderness beyond the dead end. Its clearings were baseball fields, its trees fort foundations and bone breakers, its pitiful creek the site of early experiments in hydro engineering, its secluded areas later a haven for bonfires and other experiments, venues for Eli to show and tell.
When you talk about experiments in science, there's a hypothesis, and then you go about trying to prove it. Is that similar in fiction when you write something? Is there something you're trying to test to prove?
That's a great question. There's a group of writers that I really admire from France in the 60s and 70s called the Oulipo writers, and that's a shortened version of the French phrase for workshop of potential literature, which is not normally what we think of doing. We're not here to write potential literature, we're here to write literature. But that's exactly how they thought of it. They imposed a lot of constraints upon themselves. What happens if I try to write a novel without using the letter E, which is even harder in French than it is in English? So they were these mad scientists of writers that would treat their stories almost like a laboratory. And sometimes that's how I feel. Sometimes I go into things not knowing any kind of destination, seeing what happens along the way. Driftless Quintet was written very much like that. Other things are much more planned, leaving much less up to chance, but always creating room for that sort of spontaneous effect can be a goal of mine, because it's harder to do improvisation on the page than it is in music, but I'm always looking for chances to do that.
To follow up on that, when I was looking online for a little background on you, I found that someone had made a dress out of makeshift.
This has been one of the greatest blessings of my life. I wouldn't have even dreamed of this being a possibility. I wouldn't have known to dream of it. So my press, Saraband, who I love, they're based in Louisville, Kentucky. They're having their 25th anniversary this year. Every year in Louisville, Kentucky, there's a fashion show put on by the KMAC Contemporary Art Museum right there on Main Street. They shut it down. They have a fashion show in these tents. It's called KMAC Couture. And so for the 25th anniversary, Saraband commissioned Andrea Hansen, an amazing gown designer, to design a gown based off of my book, Makeshift. So the bodice is made of the front and back cover that's sort of cut into strips and braided together. The dress is made of pages of the book that have been cut into feather shapes and redacted, blackout poetry of my pages on these feathers and makeup. I was talking to the hair and makeup designer, and they were telling me how the hair and makeup was even based on the book, which was really cool to hear.
How do you do makeup to correlate with a book?
I was so dazzled, I have trouble remembering exactly. There were these threads that were going through Andrea's hair, and they were supposed to be like the ribbons of random junk or something that might get caught on, let's say, a barbed wire fence like is on the cover of my book. So that was the only specific that I remember from the hair. But it was a truly magical experience, and I'll never forget it.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Joseph Sackstetter, the author of Makeshift. Sackstetter and author Caitlin Horrocks will read at Michigan News Agency in downtown Kalamazoo at 6 p.m. on August 28th. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.